Okay, we're recording.
All right, call to order. The time is 4:09 PM. May I please have a motion to convene into executive set? Excuse me. We will not have a determination of quorum. Charlena H. Crouch, president, present. Susan E. Gooding, vice president.
Present.
Rose Gashier, second vice president.
Present.
Alfred T. Taylor is running late. Belinda Monroe.
Present.
Pamela Pratt, district clerk.
Present.
Ms. Eva Demian, acting superintendent.
Present.
Dr. Shirley Martin.
Present.
Mr. Michael Goldberg.
Present.
Michelle Van Eyken.
Present.
Quorum has been established. May I please have a motion to convene into executive session for the purposes of discussing the employment of a particular person and seeking legal advice from the board's attorney.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Susan Gooding, second by Belinda Monroe. Was that Belinda?
That was me.
Rose Gashier, excuse me. Moved by Susan Gooding, second by Rose Gashier. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We are now in executive session.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are recording.
Call to order. May I please have a motion to reconvene into public session?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by, I'll give that one to Belinda Monroe, second by Rose Gashier. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, we are now in.
Aye,
we are now in public session. We have been joined by Board Trustee Alfred Taylor. C2, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all.
For all.
Thank you very much, everyone. Welcome to our May board meeting. At this time, we will have our superintendent's report.
Okay. There are a couple of things that I'd like the public to be aware of, but the first is that we are very proud that three of our board members have been certified as achieving mastery award from NISBA. And those three board members are our president, Charlena M. H. Crouch, Susan Gooding, and Rose Gashier. So congratulations to the three of them for receiving that prestigious award.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd also like to let everyone know that the district has convened a task force, which will be dealing with looking at what are the things that we have to consider with reopening of school. There are a lot of variables there, but it's a good opportunity to get some input from various constituents as to what might be some things we need to look at and consider. So a task force is meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we have a nice representation of people from the district that are participating. The teachers have been doing a great work, great job with continuing distance learning, working very hard. They've gone from packets to virtual learning in a matter of days and weeks, and have taken it upon themselves to learn by themselves. We had training set up for them, but then we were banned from having any type of public congregation, so we couldn't provide the in-person training to them. But we did supply a lot of training online in terms of posting some webinars and stuff. But kudos to our teachers for doing that. I also want to let you know that we're going to have a lot of end of year celebrations for our grade 6 students, our grade 8 students, and our seniors. The community will be getting notifications on that. We started sending out robocalls yesterday. A lot of robocalls going out the next couple of days. And they'll also be getting a letter home about those celebrations. Also on June 12th, 15th, and 16th, students will be, students or parents will be coming in a very orderly fashion by appointment to the various buildings to pick up their belongings and drop off equipment and technology. And I also want to remind the community that we have our budget vote set for June 9th. That's it.
Thank you, Mrs. Demian.
You're welcome.
All right, we will go back to our agenda. I'm going back to the agenda. Give me one moment, please.
Sure. My apologies. Mike, did you get the hearing all up, or were you still having difficulty?
No, I can share my screen if you'd like me to do that right now.
Okay.
Would you want me to do that right now?
Yeah, I thought I have the hearing is next.
Okay. Let me share my screen so we can get that.
Okay.
Eva, you have disabled participant screen sharing, so I can't share yet.
Oh.
I
have it. Oh, other people need to see it.
Can you make them a co-host or a co-presenter or something like that?
Let me see. The heck happened?
You can allow him to share the screen.
What the heck happened? Hold on. Let me just.
I'm having issues here.
I'm going to make you the host for now. All right, Mike?
Okay.
See how that works.
Okay, so I should be able to share my screen. Here is it. There we go. Okay. So this is the budget review for our upcoming budget vote on June 9th. This budget was adopted earlier in the month by the Board of Education, and there have been no changes since the budget adoption. The governor has not come up with any more guidance on state funding, so we are still hopeful that there are no future changes. Okay, so this budget was built for the road to success for Roosevelt. Roosevelt is, where everyone is committed to success for every student in every classroom every day. So the highlights of this budget is we were able to, even with the state freeze on our funding this year, we were able to add 4 reading teachers and maintain all our programs. So right now there are no cuts to any programs. We're able to maintain everything. And that is, despite a freeze on the governor of our funding. So there's no increase in funding this year. Our goals, going into this budget season with the assist of the Board of Education was, of course, to stay under the tax levy limit, maintain fiscal integrity, and continue to be prepared to serve our students to meet the changing needs and requirements. This could be a very challenging year, depending on, how the budget plays out with the governor later on. So we are still hopeful that there are no future changes. So the total proposed budget this year is $106,889,229, which is a $2,821,991 budget-to-budget increase, which is a 2.71% spending increase. Our tax levy increase is 2.92%, which we stayed under the tax cap to be mindful of the taxpayers. This is just a slide of a budget by object. Most of our budget is built around salaries and benefits. So our revenue budget as you can see, is mostly built upon state aid, which is $80 million of our budget. That is a huge percentage of our budget. And that's why we are very leery of what is going on with the COVID crisis. And we are still mindful, although we have the freeze on there, and there is also a pandemic adjustment that the governor has put on us that we have to get the money back from the federal government. We're not sure how we're doing that yet, but we are okay because we do have the reserve funds that we needed to cover that portion. So the revenue sources are 3% other, 22% property taxes, and 75% state aid. Okay. So our tax levy calculation, as you can see, we could have gone to a 3.23%. We were very mindful, with the help of the Board of Education, of keeping this below that cap. I want to thank the Board of Education for all their participation in creating this budget this year. I think it's a very solid budget that maintains all of our programs and aim to keep Roosevelt's success in mind. And I'm very proud of this budget, and I think this is a fantastic budget. I just want to really reiterate again that I want to thank the Board of Education for supporting this budget and supporting myself, Ms. Demian, as we help to build this budget. And doing the right thing for children is never wrong. Okay, I'm gonna stop sharing mine right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goldberg.
I could switch me back, Mike.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Way to go to participants, is that what I do?
No, you go up at the top of the corner of your picture.
Right.
On the three blue dots.
Okay.
And you make me the host.
No, I stop video, rename, pin video, spotlight video.
No, you go to her picture.
Oh, okay, sorry.
The three dots, yeah.
He has the power now.
And make host.
Okay, you are now the host.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you again, Mr. Goldberg, for that presentation.
Thank you.
We are at E1. Comments on action items only. Are there any questions from the board on the presentation?
Mrs. Sprouse.
Yes.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but with that budget presentation and so on and so forth, I don't know if we're live or if recording, but I definitely wanted to do a quick moment of silence in memory of Bill Powell as we do this budget process, because at the end of the day, I feel like this was a great budget, and we really pulled the stops out to get this budget, and realistically speaking, he was one of the ones who really brought that to the light when I got here. So I just wanted to give a quick moment of silence and rest in peace, Bill Powell.
Certainly. Can we all please have a moment of silence in remembrance of Mr. Bill Powell and the great work and contributions he made to our district. Thank you. May he rest in peace. Okay, we have public comments at this time.
There's one.
Okay.
Listed in
the- All right, from Mrs. Daphne Adetiji, 141 Myron Avenue in Roosevelt. She put agenda item letter and number D1, G3, and G4. I don't see her question.
Where's the question?
Mrs. Pratt, I don't see her question.
In executive content? The question isn't, let me look.
No, it isn't there.
Okay, I'll read it if you like.
Please.
Okay. D1 says the overall budget to run this school district has increased by only 2.71%, Why is that in this minimal budget, the Roosevelt community is increasing its overall contribution to run the charter schools by 15%? How is this increase justified? If New York State reduces its funding, does charter school funding decrease also? How much does Roosevelt pay the charter school on average to educate each student? And how much does Roosevelt spend on average to educate each child in the school district? How many children are served by the charter schools? How many of the children served by the charter schools are residents of Roosevelt? That's for D1.
Okay, Mr. Goldberg, do you have that information or something?
I can answer some of the questions. You know, we have to, by state law, fund the charter schools. So no matter if the governor cuts our funding or not, we still have to fund the charter schools. So we don't have control over how many children go to the charter schools. So we have no choice but to fund it. I do not have the exact number. I can get back to that person with how many, you know, students we're funding in the charter schools, how many are currently attending from our district. But yes, anybody that we're paying for is our district members. We do not pay for out-of-district members to attend charter schools in Roosevelt, only our own district members.
Okay, I believe the question was how many students, and you said you had to get back to her on
that.
Yeah,
I'd have to
get. And it was also how much per pupil?
Yeah, I'd have to get back to the charter schools are different school, different amounts for different charter schools, so I do not know.
Okay, and then she asked about the Roosevelt students, how many students and how much
per pupil spending,
per pupil for, us, spending for us. Yes.
Yeah, I'd have to get back to her exact amount because I don't want to. We have roughly 3,500 students. I want to give the exact amount of what our per pupil spending is. And that number is an average because, of course, our special ed students are more expensive than our regular education students.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Pam, when you get a chance, could you email her questions to Mike and I?
Yes, I'm doing that right now.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you can read G3 and G4 now.
Okay, G3. What code is this money being transferred from, and what code is it being transferred to? That's for G3.
Which transfer is it? Okay, we use the transportation line, the benefits line to transfer out of the money. These three budget transfers are for the postage for this upcoming election. We have to pay for all postage going out, and we have to pay for any postage that we use the business reply mail permit that comes back in. We also had to pay for all the printing costs, and that was very expensive this year. An average election cost us about $11,000. This year, the election is going to cost us about $45,000. So there's a big difference in what the elections cost us this year, and that is another unfunded mandate by the governor because we're not getting any reimbursement from the state for running this election like this. We have to do it. The other transfer was a transfer for the COVID supplies, COVID cleaning supplies that we had to do during the shutdown period in March. We have to really sanitize our buildings and get the proper supplies in there, the sanitizer, cleaning supplies, toilet tissue, paper towels. And as a matter of fact, we are still stockpiling this type of equipment for the upcoming year. So those are the three budget transfers that they're asking about.
Okay, well, she was asking about G3, and I believe that question came about because the information is not on the agenda item for the public to see, which it usually is, and it is that way on G1 and G2. So mm-hmm. I think it's just when this G3 was created, the information was not made visible to the public as it was for G1 and G2. So we can, going forward, make sure that when we have our budget transfers, that the information, the account codes where it's being transferred from and transferred to would be visible to the public the way it is displayed on G1 and G2. Okay, what is the question on G4, Pamela?
G4, have Medicare reimbursements always been handled by an outside firm? How much will the district pay for these services?
I'll answer that question also, Ms. Crouch. No, it has not been handled by an outside firm. It has been handled internally, In my analysis, I believe that our Medicare reimbursements are low, and that is why I did seek out an outside company. And we are not committed to this company more than, you know, anytime we can, you know, terminate our contract. They get a percentage of what they collect for us. So it's not a flat fee. There's no consulting fee or flat fee. They also do all the work, you know, of chasing down the, you know, the funding, contacting the families. So that's less, we have to worry about our clerical people doing it. So less, you know, personnel that we need. So I believe that our Medicare reimbursements right now are grossly underfunded. And that's why we sought out an outside company to try to handle this. And this company is a well-established company that does more than 50% of districts on Long Island.
Thank you, Mr. Goldberg. And just to clarify, this is a position that was held by Ms. Pringle, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Or the duties that was part of it.
One of the duties.
Okay, I thought, yeah. Because this question was asked, I think, a few meetings ago. When Ms. Pringle left the district.
Yes.
Okay. Is that all? Are those all the questions that we have, Ms. Pratt?
Yes, pertaining to action items, yes.
Okay, all right. So, board, we're going to go to F1. The NISBA proposed budget. Whereas Nassau Suffolk School Board Association has submitted its proposal 2021 budget and proposed the 2020-2021 slate of officers and members of the executive committee for approval of its members, the Roosevelt Board of Education authorizes the district clerk to record the outcome of the votes and notify the Nassau Suffolk Board School Board Association of the results. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Susan Gooden, second by Belinda Monroe. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Motion carry. F2. May I please have a vote to approve?
So moved.
The board budget. Moved by Susan Gooding.
Second.
Second by Rose Gashier. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Motion carry. G3, approval of election inspectors for 2020-21 election. May I please have a vote, a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Alfred Taylor, second by Susan Gooding. May I please, are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Motion carry.
Aye.
Motion carry. GF4, may I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Belinda Monroe, second by Alfred Taylor. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote from everyone?
Abstain.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I got to catch up here for a minute.
F4.
Abstain.
One abstention. Is that Mrs. Gooding?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ms. Monroe, may I please have your vote?
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
Aye.
Motion carried. Can we block vote F5 and 6?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Alfred Taylor, second by Belinda Monroe. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Motion carried. G1, budget transfer. Can we block vote G1, 2, 3, and 4?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Alpha Taylor, second by Rose Gashir. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. I-1, Human Resources and Professional Development. Certified staff extension of probationary period. Employee number 4557. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Rose Gashir, second by Susan Gooding. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. I-2, certified staff extension of probationary period, employee 4797. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Belinda Monroe, second by Susan Gooding. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. I-3, certified staff extension of probationary period. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Moved by Rose Gashir, second by Susan Gooding. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. I-4, certified staff extension of probationary period. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Rose Gashir, second by Susan Gooding. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. I-5, certified staff extension of probationary period. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Rose Gashir. I'll give that to Belinda Monroe. Second mm-hmm. by Belinda Monroe. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. I-6, certified staff leave replacement pay. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Belinda Monroe, second by Susan Gooding. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. I-7, certified staff rescinding of appointment. Natasha Boyce.
So moved.
May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Rose Gashir, second by Susan Gooding. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. I-8, Schedule A, certified salary increase. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Belinda Monroe, second by Susan Gooding. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Certified staff termination, I-9. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Moved by Alfred Taylor, second by Rose Gashir. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. I-10, certified staff termination.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Alfred Taylor, second by Susan Gooding. I don't know who the other voice was, so I'll give it to Susan. May I please, are there any questions? Great, may I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. I-11, certified staff appointment. Andre Dow.
So moved.
Have a motion. Motion by Alfred Taylor, second by Susan Gooding. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carry. I-12, certified staff appointment. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Moved by Alfred Taylor.
Second.
Second by Susan Gooding. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Consent agenda. J, may I please have a, can we block vote the consent agenda? J1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. May I please
have a
second.
Moved by Susan Gooding, second by Belinda Monroe. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried.
Oh, Ms. Mott's retiring.
She's retiring.
Ms. Mott, oh man. I think my junior or senior year. No, I think my junior year was Ms. Mott's first year.
Wow. I had her children when I worked in Uniondale.
Oh wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations to all the retirees.
Yes.
Congratulations. Retirees.
Congratulations to all the
lucky,
retirees.
Lucky.
Let me tell you something. People always give Halle Berry credit for that haircut. No, no, no. Miss Mott had it first.
You know what?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right.
May I please?
Public comment.
A public comment.
There's a public comment.
Yeah, that's one.
Adjourn this meeting. We have one. Public comment. I'm pulling it up. All right, and it reads, I am inquiring about access to the track at the high school. I noticed that approximately 2 weeks ago, there was no longer access to the track at the high school. What is the reasoning behind this action? The track is very important for my family in terms of our fitness goals. It is disappointing to us that we are no longer able to utilize this space. When will we be able to once again access this space? I know that there is a meeting today, so please present this issue to the board. I am looking forward to your response. Sincerely, Jeanette Franklin, 239 Denton Place, Roosevelt, New York. Ms. Demian, the board did discuss this. Can you please share
absolutely
our response to this community member? Thank you.
Yeah, the schools are all currently closed, and it's also closed for the summer as directed by the governor. We are maintaining the safety of all our staff that is at the building currently, that are just custodial staff and security doing work in the buildings. We cannot maintain safety protocols if we open up the track. We will be liable to break social distancing protocols and cannot monitor that. So for the safety of not only the residents in the district, but the safety of the staff in the district, we are keeping, as long as the schools are closed, the track and facilities around the schools will be closed.
Great. Thank you very much, Ms. Demian.
You're welcome.
I believe that was the only public comment that we received, Ms. Pratt?
Correct.
Okay, great. May I please have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So move, second.
Moved by Belinda Monroe, second by Alfred Taylor. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. The time is 6:15 p.m. Everyone have a wonderful and safe rest of your week. God bless.
Okay.
Bless.
Thank you.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, you have the same message. Thank you.